Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
You get fucking horny, you bastard. What? You ready to get horny? All right, good to go?
The least.
Let's get horny.
I'm way less horny than you.
Oh, no, I'm very horny. In
okay.
But not. I never have actually been attracted to cartoons.
Oh, then in that sense, I'm hornier than you.
Me neither.
Yeah.
No, I have. I almost exclusively.
Well, we're about to get really horny on this episode, episode 74 of The Bracket. Today, we're debating the hottest cartoon or animated characters. We stuck to women on this one because there's enough men where we can do a whole separate bracket on men. We might bring in Out and About for that one. I think that could be fun.
We don't need them. We've had them on for already a hot dudes one.
Yeah, but I like stereotyping them.
Oh, no. I want to bring on, like, White Sox Day for that one.
He wouldn't pick anything.
No, he would.
He would abstain every vote.
Knows, he knows male beauty.
Mm. I don't know. I feel like he would purposely abstain for whatever reason.
Bring Dana on for that one. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anal beers?
Yes. And we have first-time visitor, Jersey Jerry, to the program.
Excited to be here.
This is going
to
be an interesting one because, Jerry, I talked to you about this. You're like, I don't know a lot of cartoon stuff. I don't know a lot of animated things. Not really my world. But what world is yours is I feel horniness.
I'm definitely horny. I'm horny right now.
You're a sexual being.
100%.
I'm not horny at all.
Never?
Really?
Not right now. I get horny when I'm hungover now. That's the big thing.
Whoa.
That's a
hungover
thing.
Boners are for sure.
That's
a thing.
Yeah.
I get horny when I'm sick sometimes.
I get horny when I see a hot ass woman.
Ugh, nothing better.
I can't relate to that.
Only when I'm hungover.
We got a lot of good options, but let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, Game Time. All right, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, created by fans for fans. It's the ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest price. We used it to go and see, well, at least I used it to go and see Fall Out Boy, used it to go see Yankee Game. We're going to use it to go see more things this year, and I actually used the app. They didn't give me shit. I went and used our code. And there's a bunch of stuff coming up this season, too. Obviously, all the MLB games. Got playoff games going on. There's Drake, Billy Joel, Phillies game. Whatever you want. Everything's going on. It's possible to snag those seats on the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats that you thought you could never buy. The purchase process takes just 2 taps in 10 seconds. Once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone. No printer needed. And the app also allows you to easily share tickets with your friends via text so that you can get into the game seamlessly. Skip the hassle and enjoy the moment. Download the Game Time app or go to the website, enter your email, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Game Time. Check it out. Thanks to Game Time. All right, let's get into it. A lot of good ones today. And we have... I put you all into a side group chat, as you saw. Don't normally do that, but that's on purpose because today, after we show you the options, which will be on the big screen for everyone to see, I'll be sending you some of the more...
Rule 34?
Yes, more disgusting images I also found that can't make the final YouTube graphic, but I feel like YouTube video, but I feel like you guys would like to see. So we'll start out with our first pick. It's our first matchup. It's the 5 seed versus the 12 seed. 5 seed is Keita. Do any of you know what Keita is?
Nope.
She's from Atlantis. From Atlantis.
My God.
Pull her up, Gooch.
Oh, who's this dirty bitch?
Yeah.
she's
from Atlantis. And dude, she's the reason I got round frame glasses because she started hooking up. She started fucking
Milo.
With Milo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jersey Jerry.
Okay, yeah, I am attracted to this.
First. What's your first impression, Jer?
Not good.
What?
Not good?
No.
You don't like the white hair?
Not for me.
She's got the wide hips?
I don't know. That just doesn't do it for me.
She's so mysterious. She's from Atlantis, Jerry.
Why is it so dark?
Yeah.
It is very dark.
See her in daylight instead of moonlight?
African American, France.
No, I'm talking about the lighting, you sick fuck.
She's our 5 seed. She's going up.
I love how Tommy couldn't say she's from Atlantis. She's not American.
From our next is she's going up against the 12 seed, Harley Quinn. Think Margot Robbie. It's the animated version, so don't expect.
People are just going to associate this with Margot Robbie, which is cheating.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's animated.
You have to go with one of the animated versions of.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But we can't help but that have but be informed by a more real life version.
A picture of a.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those Coney boobies.
Great rack.
Uh-oh, Coney Island.
There's two versions of her. There's this one and then the newer animated series, but this feels like the one more people have.
That's, I know. Oh, I'm excited for her to come up.
It's like a lesbian Rico.
A little bit, right?
I don't know where you're
pulling. What part?
Hey, this face structure.
The bone structure.
Weirdly makes sense.
Okay, so, Jerry, we'll start with you. Kida versus Harley Quinn. Which one are you more attracted to?
The first one.
Kida from Atlantis?
The first one, yeah.
I respect that. One for Kida. KB.
Yeah, the unrealistically skinny stomach to big hips, yeah.
Two for Kida.
And I don't know what the tits would... I don't know what the Harley's tits would actually look like.
Oh, exposed?
It's impossible to tell.
I can get it for you very easy.
Yeah, I mean, my initial was I wanted to go Harley Quinn because of my girl Margot, but if we're just basing it off of that cartoon, I mean, that's a circus freak. So I'll go with... Kida.
Mm-hmm. The first of the Rule 34s is being sent right now, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
One for Kida. Francis?
We don't need
I'm
to keep
in
this
fucking chat.
I don't know. I don't know Kida. I don't know that movie. I haven't seen that movie.
Add me to this chat.
What? Oh, wait. You're not in this? No. Yes, you are.
I'm not in it either.
Oh, my God. I put my brother in it. My brother, Tommy.
Wait, isn't he a Marine?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's too late now. That's so funny. He's going to be so confused.
Cheers for Iraq, brother.
Sorry, Tommy, my bad. So, Francis, where were you?
I don't know that Atlantis movie. I've never seen that character before. Harley Quinn, I like what I would imagine it would be like to get involved with her. I think she's just insane. It would be a roller coaster. There'd be kind of probably pyrotechnics and hijinks and sorts of toys that you can't even imagine. So I'm going to go with Harley Quinn.
One for Harley Quinn. Nick?
Kida, not even close. She has these big pouty lips. She's exotic. She's not a psychopath clown.
That is a big plus.
Kida as my absolute dom. Harley as my free use slut.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I didn't think even that needed to be said.
All right.
But the other way around. No, that was right. Yeah.
All right. We tried it again, although I forgot to add Gooch, so sorry, my bad. I'll make sure you get all of these as well. Jay.
This version of Harley Quinn looks like Joker from Bicycle Playing Cards, in which case...
Oh, most I thought you meant like the Joker.
No.
Or sidekick. Sir.
Most of the time you would immediately discard, and like that, I would like to discard her from this bracket.
Discard her.
Nice.
That's fair. Kida's going to move on. Next up, we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is from a little FX show called Archer.
Oh, yep.
Lana Kane.
Yep.
You may not be familiar with the show.
Yeah, people are really pompous about liking it. It's a cartoon. Yes.
Oh. There's Lana Kane.
Yeah.
Obviously on the left, Tommy, just to make sure you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's very hot in Archer.
Yes. Everybody's extremely attractive in Archer. That's Lana. She's a secret agent. She works at ISIS. Which they changed the name through the series because they had to. She's going up against the 13 seed Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Does Esmeralda end up with the Hunchback?
No. That's not the lesson of that story. She ends up with the hot guy.
Jack certainly has a type. So
he's a gypsy.
Is there more?
Yeah, this isn't a lot to go off of.
Girl sells dream catchers off the highway.
Send a new one into the chat. Just so you guys know. But yeah, no, she is a gypsy, I believe, in the movie, right?
Is gypsy no longer politically
correct? Not allowed to say that, no.
Kind of, do you have all these in your camera?
I saved them all up.
These aren't fair because they purposely like enhance the tits, the breasts, the sexual organs, right?
Yeah.
This is not what she actually looks like.
They prefer nomadic
order. She has a bag over the hunchback's face.
Yes.
It was his back that was the problem. She needs a bag over his back.
Esmeralda, I believe, it was traveler.
Forearms.
Now, I think, right?
Huh?
Traveler? Is that the term for a gypsy now?
No, I think nomadic hoarder is the right term.
That sounds almost worse. But she let's say gypsy for now. Gypsy woman that gets with a French man that is helping Quasimodo, I think is what...
Well, yeah, what is she doing with... Does Quasimodo have a crush on her?
Quasimodo has a crush on her, but I think the whole lesson of Hunchback of Notre Dame is, like, people start to like him for what's on the inside.
But then she still fucks the hot guy.
She still fucks the hot guy in the end.
Good.
Jean?
Is that his name?
I don't know. That's probably... let's start with you, Che. Who are you looking at? Lana Kane or Esmeralda?
Esmeralda was the gypsy one?
Yes.
I feel like souped up, she definitely looks very good, but I don't feel like that's an accurate portrayal of her. Whereas the archer one, who was her name?
Lana Kane.
Lana Kane. Sign me up, Lana Kane.
Sign you up to Lana Kane. Nick.
Have you ever been with a girl who has a disfigured guy friend? Or a real ugly guy friend? Oh, he's harmless, but he very blatantly wants to fuck her.
No, it's a comedy routine nonstop.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, he's, yeah. But why are you worried about, look at him. Why are you worried about him? And he just wants to, I don't want that stress. I'm gonna fuck the spy.
That spy. Boy bent. Two for Lana Kane.
Lana Kane. Esmeralda, she's going to be wearing those stupid dresses with the puffy sleeves. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of shoulder pads under there.
Don't want to be moving all over the place.
He's stupid.
Selling trinkets.
Yeah. Get out of here, you haunted witch.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, you know that spy head game go brazy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Every girl I've ever been with who's a spy gives great head. So I'm going to go with the archer pick.
I don't want to picture it. KB. Mm,
yeah. Lana is her name. Lana solo fuck the other one. Rough DP. So, Lana.
Jersey Jerry.
Are you doing the DP with the Quasimodo? Quasimodo? Because I don't know if the two of you could fit in her at the same time with the hump
if
in his back.
This was a hypothetical. Yeah. Solo fuck, rough DP, public orgy fuck.
Yeah.
Then there's for you, slut absolute dom.
That's your spectrum.
It's like a game on Reddit. Oh. Like you the pick between like Kat Dennings and Charlie XCX, like absolute dom or free use slut.
Cool game.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey Jerry, who you want to gain her Esmeralda?
Are we not getting the porn pictures for the first people?
I only got the ones that I could find a funny enough one of.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Lana Kane.
The Lana Kane, that's fair. Lana Kane's going
to... I would like to see...
That'll be easy to find, I can promise you
at
that.
Some point.
the next matchup, as we're running through, is the 8 seed, Miss Bellum from the Powerpuff Girls. The mayor's aide.
Oh, leggy.
Powder puff. Wow.
I tried to find those feet for you, Jerry. Wait, pull up
Power puff.
Power puff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't see her face.
Like every girl.
No, you never do.
Those body proportions are unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. That's what's good about it.
Was the mayor fucking her?
I don't think it was explicitly said.
I mean, it was a sexy secretary, and he was always, look at what he's doing there.
Jerry, what'd you think of the feet?
They're good. I mean, the build is like every single girl in Columbia. Everyone is like that.
Really?
They're definitely fatter down there, though.
South Carolina?
No.
That's Columbia?
The waist and the hips, yeah.
What, the red hair?
I don't like the cankles very much. I'm not going to lie. No. Not going to lie about the cankles. Not a fan.
Yeah, definitely not.
But the ratio, Jerry, is what we're looking at here, right?
Yeah.
But she could be her butter. Face look.
She could be a
butter. Shows.
But that, I think that's part of the. Really? I think kind of the appeal, right?
Oh yeah.
Is that you can't see here? Something mysterious about that.
I hate her neck.
You don't like her neck.
Neck.
She's got like almost a choker on in the middle one, but it's obviously necklace on the left one.
Yeah.
She chokers are hot too.
She's not doing it for me.
Sure. Wow.
I feel like she's hiding her face because she's ugly.
Mm. All right. She's going up against number 9 seed. I believe it's pronounced Shego from
Shego. I think.
From Kim Possible.
Shego. I need her.
I never watched Kim Possible.
I need her.
Impossible. Yeah. All I know about her is that she was an early inspiration like for a lot of.
She's bad.
Is she the inspiration for that Pennsylvania kid who went on a shooting rampage?
No, no, YouTuber? That was the girl ghost from Danny Phantom.
Looked similarly green. Yeah.
This girl is the girl who told her friend he should kill himself, and then he did.
That's the inspiration there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ego?
No, no.
She's the one who did that, and then she got in trouble. Yeah.
Shigo, from all I know about her, is that she kind of helped inspire the whole goth phase.
Yeah.
For a lot of.
She's bad. She's a bad girl, and I think she hangs out. Like poison.
Looks like she hangs out in recycling or something.
Oh, no, no. She's.
She's not doing it for me.
Who's that ugly guy she hung out with? Who's the villain?
Yeah. Oh, the villain from Kim Paul. I forget.
Jerry.
Jerry, you're into it?
Well, the goth thing really got me because I've never been with a goth.
Oh.
So, and I always wanted to experience it.
Mm, the famous Roman last words.
Dripping hot candle wax onto your chest into the sign of the devil.
Yeah.
Get behind
fuck
that.
On a pentagram.
Pentagram, yeah.
Candles everywhere.
Yeah.
Summoning the devil. So, Jerry, you're up first. Miss Bellum or Shigo?
The last one.
Shigo? Kim Possible.
Send Jerry more Shigo.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Do I have any Shigo or Miss Bellum? I do have a Miss Bellum. Okay, we're going to send that in the chat. It's not. It was just weird. A lot. All of these are weird, but.
Oh, this one's weird?
They're all very weird.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the nipples are big.
Yeah.
I forgot I had a Shigo one, too. So one vote for Shigo.
That guy's cock's a mole rat. Oh, he painted the mole rat to get sucked by. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, KB, sure. Shigo or Miss Bellum?
Shigo's the second one. Yeah, Miss Bellum, Coke bottle body, but the soda's flat. Shigo by 12 strokes.
I'm going to go with the first one. The second, I know I said she wasn't doing it for me, but I know that body... Like it's an hourglass body, like an hourglass. Second girl, she's not doing it for. I'm not into the goth thing. So
not into the goth.
Not into the goth thing.
Not into the goth thing.
Goth girls would love you.
Really?
Yeah.
They love pasty white.
Where are they like situated now, geographically, and what type of event or public area?
What goths?
Yeah,
Bushwick.
They're still around?
Yeah. No, they have to be. I think they might have transitioned more into like the e-girl thing.
Yeah, probably. Right.
So it's more like an online cosplayers.
Yeah, that world turns me off. Give me the girl I can't see her face.
Miss Bellum, Francis.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I like Bellum's vibe. She's she knows to keep her face out of the frame. Mm-hmm. But cankles are really a hard thing for me to overlook.
Are you a foot guy like Jerry?
No, but they can be a disqualifier.
Yeah,
could.
If the calf width and the ankle width is exactly the same.
Well, can you have a pretty foot with an ugly ankle?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
No, the ankle is a premium thing. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to disqualify her and go for the wrist cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a particular shape of a foot that's bad? Like, because, you know, like toes go in different angles?
I think, I look at like the arch.
Okay.
Oh, you're more
the bottom.
It doesn't matter if the second toe is longer than the big. Mm. Greek foot, if you will.
Yeah, it's a little turn off, but the arch makes up for everything.
So bigger arch is better, right?
Oh, the best. It's your hand perfect.
I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Nick.
Shigo. Come on.
Shigo without a doubt.
Shigo down on you.
Let's yeah.
Shigo wasn't doing it for me. She's green. She's a goth.
She's technically gray.
That's even worse.
No way.
Somehow.
She's wearing green.
Yeah. At least the first one, you know, you can't see her face. That doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, her body is slamming, so let's go with numero uno.
Slamming.
It is undeniably slamming.
There's no doubt about it. So Shigo, gonna move on. Did you guys watch Kim Possible? Did you watch Kim Possible? Is that what you're into?
No.
I never watched anything on like Disney.
That was a little bit past when I stopped watching.
I haven't even heard. I've heard of maybe one of the people we've named so far.
Which one was that? Lana Kane?
No.
Merelda?
I mean,
these are all new to me.
Yeah, these
a lot of these are completely foreign to me.
Harley Quinn.
I knew Harley Quinn.
All right. Some of these I just knew from by face more than name. Like Esmeralda, I wouldn't be like, oh, shit, that's Esmeralda. I'd be like, that's the
cab. Yeah, if you saw her like walking down the street.
Yeah. Stolen through Disney. That's the hot bitch from Notre Dame. That would be the answer. Okay, so Shigo's going to move on. Now we have the 1 versus the 16. We'll do the chain game first. First, we have, this is Tommy's entry, and I didn't put it together. I couldn't figure this out. Exactly, until I had to look it up. Brian's girlfriend, Jillian, from Family Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
She's literally the only one that came to mind. When you said hot cartoon, that's the only... I'm not really a cartoon person. That's the only cartoon I've ever been attracted to.
Is it a joke?
No, I swear. No.
Is she the trans one?
No.
Blonde.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she was very dumb.
You know that's
I remember that.
Yeah, that's definitely your speed. Yeah.
This is right up my alley.
So Jillian from Family Guy.
Her biggest turnoff is that she was fucking a dog.
I could get past that. A rack like that, I could look that aside.
She really puts the tits in bestiality.
It's tough to do when it's kind of silent in there.
Yeah. Well, you can rearrange the letters. They say there's no I in team, but there is a me. Yeah, you got to move the letters around. Yeah. I guess you can take advantage of that. Mm.
Jillian's going up against Roxanne from a Goofy movie. Let's pull her up.
I liked her. She was cute. Did she have freckles?
She's kind of a dog.
She was cute. She was a cutie.
Yeah.
Who?
Roxanne.
From a Goofy story. Or was it Goofy a Goofy movie?
A very Goofy movie. Yeah.
Goofy movie is right.
I remember she walked in wearing like a red dress once with and then her hair fell over. Well, I'm chilling. I'm good.
Need the picture.
She's bad.
I'm not seeing her in here.
We'll just leave her then. Lola from a Shark Tale.
Wait, the fish?
The fish from a shark. We got multiple entries.
Yes, the fish. Oh, Jesus. I clicked the wrong Lola.
No. Don't hit that one. I know which one you clicked. pull up our fish.
Ugh.
Fish. Yuck. Fish.
Yeah. Oh, my shark. God.
She's fucking hideous.
I mean, she's not ugly when it comes to, like, a fish.
I mean, if I had to fuck a fish, I guess she'd be near the top of my list.
That thing has major developmental issues.
Yeah.
Looks like Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. The recent picture.
No, I didn't see it.
Dude, Sydney's bad.
What? Bad isn't actually bad.
And Sweeney is hot.
Oh, I thought you were going the other way.
I mean,
yeah.
I would fuck this fish and I'd fuck Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
You fuck this fish, Gooch?
Absolutely.
You would no, like, even like a second thought, minute of hesitation.
How does it have hair? Look at that mouth.
I'm really trying. Oh, here we go. All right. I'm going to email you a picture of Roxanne so that we don't miss out on her. Oh, God. Okay. And she's going up against. Gadget from Chippendale. Now, this is really interesting. This is very interesting.
Did she wear overalls?
She did wear overalls.
Okay. What the fuck?
Ew, what is
she? Oh, that's a child.
9 years old?
That's a child.
I added this for a very particular reason, and it's because in Russia, there exists a cult that worships Gadget from Chippendale Rescue Rangers. They do all these crazy rituals. Let's go to the full slideshow. That's all of them.
This makes sense.
Right there. Yeah. They worship Gadget from Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
This makes sense.
So it felt like if you could get a group of...
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
If you could find a group of Russians worshiping a cartoon character, I feel like she just need... Like, we don't need to vote for her, but I feel like she needs to make the list.
She has to make the list.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go through the options again. Brian's girlfriend, Jillian from Family Guy. Tommy, you've definitely jerked off to her, because that was right in your teen zone when that came out.
Never jerked off to a cartoon.
I don't believe it. Versus Roxanne from a Goofy movie. Versus Lola from a Shark Tale. Versus Gadget from Chippendale. To get into it and play against the one seed. Start with you, Che. Which one of those?
Gotta be honest. None of these are really very good. I guess Brian's girlfriend.
Yeah, come on, Jillian.
Is the only... Yeah, I mean, she's all right. Brian's girlfriend.
Roxanne.
I'm gonna fucking look at you.
Roxanne is cute. She's really cute.
So we're talking about Brian's girlfriend, a blonde woman with big cans versus a fish.
A child?
A red thumb.
And a child chipmunk. Yeah.
A rat, yeah.
I'm going to go with Brian's girlfriend.
One for Brian.
I feel like your internet history, search history, Ken Jack, is far different from mine.
Right now,
I was expecting this to be a way longer chain game. I thought people were going to have some weird assets.
There was a lot, but like most of them, it's very difficult to... First of all, I need to parse and make sure none of them were like, oh, very obviously under 18 or anything like
right.
that, which is very hard, especially in the section we're getting to later.
So wait, is your Google's like how old is...
Oh, so many. So many of them you would not believe.
By the way, I think all bets are off because we're talking about anthropomorphic cartoons.
So those, yes, but when it comes to like Jasmine from Aladdin is 15.
What?
That's known?
Yeah.
Says who? That was never said in the movie.
They just assigned an arbitrary age.
That's in her bio. And I'm just like...
Okay, well, I disagree. I'm talking about 18-year-old Jasmine.
Yeah. It's just like...
Wait, Jasmine not on the list?
She couldn't be.
She would have been a number one seed for
well, then
me.
Add her, yeah. We can add her into the chain 15. Right now.
Yeah, add Jasmine to the chain game.
Well, now who has the balls to vote for her now?
I'll lay my nuts on that little babe. Oh. Little baby boost.
Jay, do you want to change your vote? You have the option.
No. Jay, no. It's a good value
Brian's
pick.
Brian's girlfriend. Brian's girlfriend is still hotter than Jasmine.
She's right. Fucking a dog.
That means we all have a chance, dude.
She's not a fish.
I'm going with Jasmine.
Mm. Yeah, Jasmine for sure.
What country was that in?
Jasmine?
Is it in Arabian
Iran? North. No, is it Arabia? It's
made up country.
Got to be somewhere in the Saudi. Yeah. Jasmine, and we can just say it's 18-year-old Jasmine. I don't think we have to worry about that.
Okay, I'm with you there. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pick the child. I'm going with my girl, Jillian. It was literally the first thing that came to mind, and the only one that came to mind without like Googling like hot cartoon character list. So, Jillian from Family Guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going Brian's the dog's girlfriend.
What if I'm trying to think of like if there's a situation where she could be like, yeah, you're not my biggest. Well, I'm like, well, your previous was a dog.
Yeah,
there could be a nightmare scenario with that. Mm. Like, can't you fuck harder?
Doggy style.
There's a lot of different scenarios.
There's a lot of scenarios
in this situation.
The woman
yeah.
that fucks a dog. Yeah. Yeah. Jerry.
I'm going to go with Tommy's girl.
Tommy's girl.
Yeah.
Tommy's girl's going to escape the chain.
Wow.
She'll ever escape.
And she's going up against an absolute juggernaut. Lola Bunny. Lola Bunny's going to be tough to beat. Let's just pull up the good picture, Gooch. I mean,
this is the one seed.
This is the one seed.
Oh,
might be the winner there. Oh boy.
They knew what they were
doing. But then they made her less sexy in the new one.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
They rectangled her up.
Yeah, by the way, you have an issue with us saying we like animals, but 15-year-old Jasmine is out of limit.
Yeah. I mean, what's the lifespan of a rabbit? She was probably 5 months old in this photo.
Rabbit.
Yeah. And also bestiality. I mean, that's all of these are animals. You got to lift their tail to put it in them.
But she's an animal woman.
Okay.
She walks like a woman, talks like a man. LOLA.
So, Lola Bunny versus Brian's girlfriend Jillian. Which one are you on, Jerry?
Bunny for sure.
Bunny for
100%.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah, it's the bunny.
Why the bunny so like so quickly? Just curious.
I don't know. Just human. She looks like she'd be a good fuck. Small waist.
Pop, pop, pop all over that cock.
Yeah, I mean, you got the tail to grab. Big cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Put your balls in her cheek.
Rich, can you zoom in? Can we put our? Could we put our balls in her cheeks?
I think so.
Store them for winter.
We should, KB.
I completely agree with Jerry's point. I think he hit the nail on the head. Nothing to add.
No. You don't have a category to put her under?
No.
Tommy.
I'm sticking with my girl, Jillian. She's not a rabbit, and she's exactly my type. So I'm going.
You think MJ fucked her?
The Lola Rabbit
Space
on
Jam?
On set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can get you.
I bet she got quad teamed by the Monstars.
I do think she got that role.
Yeah.
Slept her way to the top.
Francis.
I'm going to go with the bunny, I think. It's be fun to pipe her down and then eat her for dinner.
Oh, yeah. It means like not like he doesn't mean eat her pussy, Steve.
No, I mean eat the meat off her in a nice stew.
Real Army Hammer of you.
Braised rabbit stew seasoned with my own semen.
Nick.
Is rabbit the most sexualized animal? Because you have like Playboy. And then, Lola Rabbit. The hottest Pokemon is a rabbit. So
why is it rabbit?
I bet you there's another. I feel there's another.
Few rabbits that I think are like
cats.
Sexualized.
I feel like cats are
cats. Cats is a good one. Yeah.
That, but I think you're right. And why is it rabbits?
I don't know.
No, I think Tommy's right. It's cats. Girls go with dumb cat ears on Halloween. I'm a sexy cat.
That's unless they're a Playboy
also
bunny.
Pussy.
True.
Like pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy cat. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going Lola. That photo, that reaction I had was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just went, oh!
Another for Lola Bunny, Che.
I'm kind of erring on Tommy's team on this with
Julianne Bryan's. I like
girlfriend.
How she's become my girl.
Yeah.
Tommy's girl.
Lola Bunny, I can kind of get some of the appeal, but I think I got to go with the human titties, man.
Human titties, that's fair. That's always been Che's thing. Before we get to the second half, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, Three Chief.
Sponsors must
sponsor again. If we ever get a sponsor again, Three Chief. All right, let's talk about Three Chi. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high whenever you want, wherever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market bunk. What is the best way to do that? Three Chi, of course. 3G has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes and everything in between. When you buy 3G, you know you're getting the highest quality and purity, taste, and that craveably potent buzz every single time. All products are formulated by a biochemist and made in the USA with USA-grown hemp. I'll always recommend the same thing every single time I do a 3G ad. Get those edibles. They're so goddamn good, especially the ones by the use. I don't think they have, I don't know if they have licensed serial names, but it's the serial ones. They're really, really good. LCB listeners get a 15% discount on all of 3G's premium THC products. Go to 3G.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. All right, thanks to 3G. Next, we have the 6 versus the 11. The 6 seed is from Rotel. El Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
Chell.
Yeah, she's bad girl. Yeah, she's sassy as
fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's sassy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
The roundest face I ever saw.
Every non-white character that's coming out is giving an eh.
Not that's not.
It's very not stark.
Is it, what is it, like a native Hawaiian?
He's I believe.
El Dorado. Yeah. So like, where was that? Is that Spain? Is that South America?
South America, I believe, somewhere. She's like,
I don't know.
Or not. Yeah, Miso America.
I mean, the name El Dorado is.
I think that's South America.
Yeah.
I feel like her eyeball placement is weird. Like, it looks like she's kind of cross-eyed in this photo.
Look at the hips, Che.
All right, easy, Che.
take
it easy.
Jell is going up against the number 11 seed from the movie Hercules, Meg.
Oh, yep.
So you know what?
Not as good as I remember.
So, Meg, I think a lot of it comes in the voice. Like, she's very mean, very, like, sultry voice, too. And she has got, like, the attitude that I think helps it a lot.
Yeah.
Torso is, like, stretched out gum.
Yeah, she's got that emaciated thing I do like.
Find a better picture of her body?
See if I can
find
one.
Yeah, let me go look real quick, Tommy. Meg,
more
big
picks.
Tits.
I probably got one of, well, at least one of these here.
Like one of your old screensavers, Kendra.
Oh, I do have a Chell one. Oh, the Chell. Okay, so I'm going to warn you guys. The Chell one's the worst one I found.
Does she have her pussy pierced?
You think that's the worst thing that could be?
She has a cock?
No, it's so much worse. And I'm just giving you guys the warning ahead of time. It is so bad.
She's got two cocks.
Send it. Send it in, Jerome.
So bad.
Oh, golly.
Oh!
It almost makes her.
Jersey Jerry on the train.
It almost makes her.
Jersey Jerry on the train. It's the worst one I found by far. Mm-hmm. I immediately laughed out loud and I was like, well, shit, I gotta include
no
it.
No pun intended, but pun intended for the audience at home.
Yeah. It's a real bad one. So, Chell.
She's shitting on a small
shit the
village
roof off of
I think she's giant and shitting on a regular size village.
She's become like 5 stories tall. And
this is such a waste of talent, man. Like, this person that did this is very
look
good.
At the pussy to asshole detail.
I didn't even see it. Wait, Kyle, did you zoom?
Isaac, yeah.
I'm right up in there.
There's so much
detail. Oh, hairy pussy.
And me and Gooch were talking about this before. Most of these artists, like deviant art people.
Wait, look at the villagers. They're worshiping her. They're bowing.
She's shitting into a home without a roof, and all of this shit is pouring out every window.
Like every orifice of this house is being demolished by her poop.
The village people are worshiping.
She has a village person in her left hand.
Oh, she? Oh,
she's
my
just
God.
Just picking up.
And she caved in the roof of this home.
I don't know if they're worshiping her so much as they're pleading with her to stop.
There's a promo, Swampy Art, on Pinterest, Twitter, Discord.
Swampy Art?
And all of his socials.
It's there, and
Swampy Art.
You can go just saying there's like five people that do this, and then people pay them so much money to just draw,
making bank,
their commissions.
We gotta commission them to do some artwork for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next bracket T-shirt.
The next bracket T-shirt is all of us pooping on something.
Swampy Art.
Just Dana getting worked by.
Dana's by small Megan. Little micro.
Dana's tiny.
Dana's getting worked by. He's getting donned by Megan a swamp.
Yeah. Just
can't find any more of this guy's work. Girl,
Jell versus Meg, which one you got, Che?
Even before we saw this photo that you so kindly sent us, I was gonna go Meg. She is a little bit more of a twiggy figure, but she's still got some cans, got some nice long hair. You can kind of
no, please elaborate.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go Meg.
You're gonna go Meg, and again, I think a lot of Meg's appeal comes in the voice, Nick.
I like Cho. I think, you know, she's from El Dorado, probably has a lot of money.
City of Gold.
Yeah. Give me her.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Cello?
Just Chell.
Chell? Hmm. I liked her proportions. Yeah. I liked her breasts. Mm-hmm. I like her. It's her.
Even after seeing her cave in a roof with her.
I don't think that's her. I think that's unrealistic.
Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, I wish the body on Meg was better, mm-hmm. but I do feel like I remember as a kid I loved the Hercules movies, and I feel like I kind of remember like being into her, or the Hercules movie, that animated movie, so I'll go with Meg.
Meg? KB?
Yeah, the first one.
That would be Meg.
Swampy Art has a Patreon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We can commission.
You can pay to...
Yeah.
How much?
He has tiers, 1, 5, and 10.
Probably up.
Join the dollar tier.
No, I'm joining the 10. With the $10, you get access to of course, the YCH posts, but also the weekly drawings, the 2D Tuesday, Fart Friday, sketches, and Sketch Sunday. What a package.
Wait, Friday and Sketch?
Oh, I missed it. There's more. There's a 15, 20, and a 25. 25 a month is sold out.
What? Oh, how do you sell out? How do you sell out of Patreon?
That's what it says. Demand is too high.
But how?
How can it be?
It's all digital.
Yeah, so he has to, I guess that's work for Swampy Art to
must
do.
Be like custom.
Can't possibly do so more. It's custom.
Yeah. Oh, it's all custom.
It's a lot of custom.
What's
shit.
In the middle tier?
What's the 20?
20, of course, the YCH post, the weekly drawings, the sketches, the comic pages, also scat and piss versions of the YCH drawings, monthly holiday-themed drawings and content, ability to submit requests of all kind, 1 scat alt/version request per month of any art piece. Wow.
That means at one time they were flooded with requests.
Yeah.
About one thing. Like, we got
to roll what here.
Yeah.
We absolutely have to request
Dana B's micro penis.
I'm just
getting shit on by
Jersey Jerry flooding out a train car.
Yeah. Do that. All right, I'm signing up.
Jersey Jerry, Chell or Meg?
When I looked at Meg, it just gave like dry pussy energy. Yeah. It did. Yeah. Like, I don't know. The other girl looks like her pussy's just wet. So I'm going to take the other girl.
So, Chell's gonna move on.
If it's wet versus dry pussy, I think wet's winning every time.
3 times.
9 times out of 10.
The shame is just impossible to achieve.
Now we have our 3 seed, Elastigirl. from The Incredibles. Absolutely had to make the graphic.
Doc. She's got a badonkadonk.
Throw it up there. Oh, yeah.
Is that the mom?
Yeah.
It is the mom.
Yeah.
I love her hairstyle, but...
I think I got one of her.
Another great voice.
That was Holly Hunter, right?
Yep.
Yeah. This one's dumb, but it made me laugh. The one I'm sending of the one of Elastigirl. And Elastigirl is going... Or you just wait for the reaction to this one. It's fucking weird.
What the fuck?
This one's fucking weird?
It's just... It's fucking... They're
you
all weird.
You can't follow this up with a girl shitting out of her asshole.
I mean, she can make her tits and ass bigger.
Yeah. It's true. And she's going up against the 14 seed. This is included because it was obviously, for those of you that, if you follow White Sox Dave at all, friend of the program, this man obsessed with Nala from The Lion King, the female lion.
Better be the picture of when she's looking up at him
adult?
Wrestling. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What?
No.
Listen,
no
he way. Got shit on too much for this opinion.
I think it was a good take.
You guys think this is like?
No,
I
wouldn't
fuck her. I don't think I could handle that. But I don't even see any.
I mean,
yeah, she's just a fucking lion. Like that's just doesn't do it. We can't even see her boobies.
I mean, Scar was hot too.
Typical woman, always lying. Typical.
So Nala versus Elastigirl. We'll start with you, Jerry.
First one, Elastigirl.
Elastigirl for sure.
Yeah,
MILF. You like MILFs?
MILFs? Yeah, I've been with one. One.
One.
Oh, your current girlfriend?
That's the one.
Play. No one.
Maybe.
Not the lion.
Not the lion? What is your deal with the lion? What's the
one? The other one's a human, I think, is the deal.
That one has like no human traits. Like,
yeah, like at least Lola Bunny.
You guys like the eyes?
That was not a lion look that she was giving the camera there. Or
I guess it's a slightly feminine look.
You can look at that and tell it's a girl.
That's just a lion with eyebrows.
Yeah,
mane.
Look at the face. Look at the face, man. The song going, got Elton John blaring. You don't feel it?
I don't.
Damn shame. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm with KB. It's one thing to be attracted to a cartoon, but then we're going to cartoon animal.
No human.
Pick one or the other.
No human.
Cartoon or animal.
Yeah. With no female treats. Yeah. I got to go
with
the last.
It's kind of weird for you guys.
You're in the minority here. Actually, no, we're probably tied.
3-0 Elastigirl right now.
Well, but you understand the sexuality of the line.
I do not understand.
I don't understand.
I do not.
It.
Oh, so no, we're not numbered.
Who's on the?
Who's the one that had the big?
Yeah.
Who espoused?
Yeah, it's just you.
It's just you. You're like, yeah, we're about half and half.
I think this entire
everyone else.
It's you and White Sox Dave.
Yeah. Well, Gooch was with me too, right? Well, don't change your opinion now.
What do you?
I mean, but I'd fuck a toaster if it looked at me the right way.
Francis.
Well, I like the idea that Elastigirl can do things that no one else can. I imagine that she could do Kegels with her vagina while you're inside. Basically, neither of you are moving, but she's somehow masturbating you with her
human flesh.
Pussy lips, okay. Which is kind of a fun idea. You know? Like riding you with only the inside of her vagina.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You see what I'm saying? She's constricting, but she could probably do some kind of a...
Yeah.
I don't really
like
know
a pulsating
exactly.
Thing.
Yeah, there'd be something fun.
Basically rubber.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So Elastigirl.
And create a bottomless throat.
Do you need to
bottomless.
Bottomless
throat.
The bottom of the throat's just the asshole.
She could put your entire dick and balls in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's ever been able to do that before.
Dick and balls. So I think that's cool. And then, I'm going to go with Elastigirl.
Elastigirl, Nick.
Oh, yeah. I think, it's Elastigirl. One, she's a person. and two, I think it would be really cool, like, every time you thrusted, her ass got bigger. So it was like you were pumping it up.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Dude, her ass wouldn't get a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Jay.
That should be like one of those porn ads where it's like, bitch, you couldn't last like 30 seconds.
Remember the Mario Party game?
Yeah, where you had to pump up the porn. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
As a MILF guy, Elastigirl in absolute.
So, Kenjack, just to be clear, that was a clean sweep.
Yeah, but not. Oh, everyone.
Also, I don't like.
I voted for Elastigirl too. Yeah, come on. I would have voted for. I'm just saying. I
oh no, this side of the room. This side of the room.
Yeah. Flip flop on us.
Yeah, you had like that was some.
I would have voted for Elastigirl too. I was just saying I understand the sexuality of that sexy line. That was all. I think there's you guys denying it. You're the liars here.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Okay, so Elastigirl going to move on. 7 seed now versus the 10. Our 7 seed is Nani from Lilo and Stitch, the older sister.
Yep.
I fact check
her.
Make sure.
Say her.
So let's pull her up.
Yeah.
Oh, Cankles McGee. What is with these?
Oh, good cut. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see.
Tree trunk legged.
Horrible.
Yeah. Wait, she has no
offensive lineman.
No curve. Yeah. Her foot's as wide as her thigh.
Oh, my God. Put those meat sticks away.
I have one for this, too. I sent it in the chat.
Oh, jeez.
So, Nani.
This is an 18-year-old girl.
I think 19 to 20. Oh, I looked it up. 19 to 20 range is what they said.
What? Oh, my God.
Okay.
What part of her body is that?
All of them.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, those are knees. That's it.
It's Francis is getting it. He finally broke the rule.
How are her knees behind her?
Well, I need to see. What is the origin of that? But I want to see the comments on it.
Oh, who was it? Was the Tommy? You sent me the.
Oh my God!
I found
this website. It was just like hottest, cartoon characters, and like I guess it was like where people could chime in on the community on their thoughts, and they were some
vile.
Of these comments were like Lois Griffin, number two, really? She's ugly. She is hideous. Lola Bunny, like I love the way she looked. The future one is also hot. Some of these were just
there were
some
really
so
gross
much
ones.
Weird.
Hot
ass, that's all I gotta say.
Speaking of hot ass, Dexter's mom is going up against Nani.
Oh yeah.
Let's pull up.
Did she not show her face either?
No, she did. You see her face for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
You meant to text us that one.
This one's PG enough where I
I've
could...
seen this, but you have showed me
on
years ago.
Fictional debates.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I made a team, I think, of...
What does she saying in the speech bubble?
The water feels great, honey. Come swim in the pool with me.
I think so. I made a team on fictional debates that it was all MILFs, including your mom.
I remember.
And Dexter's mom was on it. So Dexter's mom versus...
Her ass is crazy in the show, though.
In the actual show, like this is obviously... exaggerated, but not that by that much. It is quite crazy. Start with you, Jerry.
The first one's given like Dominican Karen vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna have to go with this one.
But you like the Dominican Karen?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I'm gonna go with the second one. Her ass is super fat.
Yeah. Dexter's mom, KB.
Yeah, Dexter's mom, yeah.
Two for Dexter.
Dexter's mom for sure.
Dexter's mom for sure. Wow, Nani getting nothing. Francis?
Did you see Nani's legs?
Got cankles for sure.
No, just pure fucking testosterone.
He surfs a lot, I believe.
He does surf a lot, yeah.
Okay. I've seen plenty of really well-proportioned female surfers. This person,
yeah, you have
name two.
This is a woman you hold on to in a hurricane.
I think the most famous one is notably not proportional.
The least, almost the least proportionate you could be.
Yeah. Hamilton. She's
you guys.
Swims in a circle now.
I'm going with the mom,
Dexter's mom.
Dexter's mom.
Nick.
So if it was a woman shaped like Dexter's mom, yeah. But she has the two most annoying fucking kids on Earth. You know me. I'm going to fall in love. And I don't want to be around them. So I'm going to go Nani. Is that her name?
Yeah. Mm. I will. But Dexter sucks, but he's at least quiet. Like, Dee Dee was the worst.
They both suck. Yeah. You don't want either of those.
Why was Dexter German?
Yeah.
Did they ever explain that?
No.
Yeah, not even a little. Do you remember, we actually talked about this on a previous episode of The Bracket. The villain of Dexter's name is Mandark.
He's white.
He's a white guy. His name is Mandark. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Che.
Dexter's mom has an absolute thumper, so we're going to go with Dexter's mom.
Did you watch Dexter at all?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched
it. And Che have very similar tastes in cartoon women, I'm realizing.
Yeah.
I think you and I are lusting for real women.
Yeah. All right.
So DP some of these hoes together.
Dexter's mom. Oh, that's going to have to be the commission, I think.
What?
Che and Tommy DPing one of these ones. Whoever wins.
Would Dana be watching, jerking his micro penis?
Micro cock with tweezers on the side. Okay, so now we got the 2 seed versus the 15. The 15 seed's a plan. So we wanted to include anime because anime has some of the craziest giant boobies you've ever seen in your entire life.
Define we.
Yeah. Me and Gooch. Okay. While making this. But like, we were like, we can't.
I don't watch anime.
You fucking lie, you asshole. But we like, at the same time, we know you guys don't really watch a ton of anime.
Hey, apology accepted.
But we were like, we're not going to get a chance to do anime girls again, so we may as well just throw them in and play in. And you guys, this will be all visual because we know you guys haven't seen these. So we'll start with the 15 seed anime play-in. It is Tsunade first from Naruto.
No.
Nope.
So give you context.
Well, wait, is that edited?
What's
edited?
That?
Edited?
There's like a watermark on it or something.
No, but is that what she...
Yes.
Yeah. Those are her real boobs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Those aren't fake titties?
No.
Anime.
Those are natties.
They really go into it with anime.
It's like, oh, I know.
Major plot point in the show is that she has fat tits.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Right.
I like
huge
this.
Plot point in I the like show. That. Okay. There's a guy that lusts after her, Horny Sage. It is literally his name. It's not nickname.
Have you seen that anime where they're in a cooking school and whenever they eat, their clothes disappear?
No.
Yeah, me either. Food Wars?
So Tsunade, she's the head of the village. She's very strong, can beat everyone up. Like, she's like the physically strongest character in the show. It's crazy.
Naruto?
Yeah, like she beats the shit out of people. And after her, we got Nico Robin. That's Goochman's favorite.
Whoa.
She's a pirate chick.
Is this One Piece?
Yep. Yeah, this is One Piece. And this guy,
yep.
the guy who made this anime famously does not know how to draw a woman. So he just makes the most insane. Doesn't know.
No, he knows how to draw a woman better than God.
So she's a pirate chick. She has like some cool.
This is how you know God is in Japanese.
She's also very strong. After Tsunade,
it's going to be hard for her to get top for me.
Strong?
Very strong. Stronger characters.
She can grow hands wherever she wants to.
Yes.
On your body, do it wherever.
She throws stuff on you and then grows hands out of it. Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
She's like kind of like also sort of like a pirate chick.
I kind of like her,
and she's like a rogue.
I love the arms up pose.
These are all pretty equal.
She's a con woman, so she like cons people out of money, and she like works for the crew of Spike Spiegel. And others. Very hot. After her, and the last one, Marin from Dragon Ball Z. Probably the most mainstream of these picks, but like she's like just insanely. That's another ridiculous person.
Oh, man. Ew. Ew.
In wood, but I.
Ugh.
Blue hair, no good, or?
Just.
Boobs.
Too muscular and square shouldered, and on the left, she looks.
Baby face.
Demented.
She would never fuck you anyway, Francis.
You know what? I can live with that.
Okay.
No, you can't. Wait, is Master Roshi back there just gawking? Yeah.
That's all he does.
Yeah.
He's probably the horniest character to ever have existed in anime. That might not be an exaggeration. Extremely. I think I have one.
First episode, he tries to fuck like a 13-year-old.
Yeah. That's very true. Okay, so among those options, we can run through them quick. Tsunade, Nico Robin, Faye Valentine, and Marin from Dragon Ball Z. Let's just go through a quick image run through.
Scent is disgusting.
Let's flip through the images really quick.
somehow more disgusting than the girl shitting on the village.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, this is funny.
You could show this one. This one's PG enough to show.
Zanotti.
That's the winner.
Nico Robin.
Yeah, her.
And what was the other one?
I think I like the Cowboy Bebop girl.
Wait, who is the third one?
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
Again.
I don't like the second one's head.
So yeah. Faye Valentine.
I like her.
One. That's my pick. It's mine.
And the last one is obviously a no Marin. So we'll just go. We'll start with Che. Which one of those do you want for the anime playing?
I think it was Faye Robin, the one with the...
Faye Valentine, the one with the arms up pose?
No.
Oh, you like the second
Nico
one.
Nico Robin.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want her too, just for the record.
Nico Robin.
Men of taste.
I'll go the third one.
Faye Valentine.
Yeah. Okay. Does she have any pillows on the market?
She does.
Okay.
I actually got Trobons as a gift.
Any pillows?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, just a body pillow.
I got Trobons as a gift. It was that character in her... It was a mouse pad. With her ass as like a
ass was
hand,
the
as a hand press. who'd you pick, Nick? Faye Valentine.
Faye Valentine.
Francis, among those.
I like the third one with the purple hair. Faye Valentine.
Faye Valentine.
I like Chase.
Wait, what?
The one Che pick.
Nico Robin.
Yeah.
Faye Valentine. We're in a dead heat. Jerry.
Faye
Valentine in advance. Hey, Valentine, also kind of running into a bit of a buzzsaw, Jessica Rabbit.
No.
You're against Jessica Rabbit?
Overrated. Oh.
What?
Goodness.
You still think overrated?
It's a good picture of her.
I do. I'm upset that we didn't include Stripperella. I saw her for the first time today.
I forgot all about that show.
Yeah. That was probably the that was kind of the issue with me including her. I was like, I don't know anyone that's ever heard of Stripperella.
Yeah, no.
She is hot.
Trust me, hot.
So, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Faye Valentine or Jessica Rabbit?
Stick with Faye.
Just stick with Faye.
Yeah.
Lovable rogue. KB.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, can I see Faye Valentine?
She looks like she got in a car accident.
Let me see
Faye. Her?
No neck.
Faye's legit.
Parentheses arm.
Let me see Faye again.
Upside down dick torso.
Faye Valentine's in there somewhere.
Yeah,
it's just, it's
Jessica
hot.
Rabbit. Jessica.
No way, dude. Ooh,
Jessica Rabbit. Yes. Easily, Tommy?
Jessica Rabbit.
Easily.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
Crazy conversation.
Francis?
It's how do little... you look at those two pictures and say, this is easily...
There's a lot Jessica of good. There's a lot of other good Jessica Rabbit pictures. She's bad as fuck.
This is the problem.
She doesn't have a nose.
It's unfair based on the picture you select.
There's no hotter pictures of Jessica Rabbit that
aren't there are.
Either way, I think anime is going to beat a lot of cartoons because the anime people have license to go farther.
Yeah, that's also true.
And even with that said, I'm still going to go with Faye Valentine.
Faye Valentine. Nick.
Betraying a fellow redhead.
Yeah, give me Faye Valentine.
I like the other one, I guess, but I don't know. Faye Valentine looked like a big booby. Yeah,
freak.
And Che, you're against...
Tommy, me and you, fucking let's go jerk off together later.
That sneaky link would be electric.
Okay, before we get through our playoffs, let's hear from the last sponsor of the day, ZocDoc. All right, let's talk about ZocDoc. You've been stewing on a health problem you have. You almost resort to texting or group chat to get your friends' opinions. Look, you're unlikely to find quality medical advice there, but you can get it from a doctor through ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals are on ZocDoc to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care you need. If you're trying to find a cause for your symptoms, you can stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of very questionable advice from so-called experts. There are better ways to get those answers and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want. It's the only free app that lets you find and book doctors that are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a partner in the neighborhood, a doctor in the neighborhood who is a patient and reviewed and fits the needs and the schedule just right. I use ZocDoc all the time and using them for years and years and years before you even got sponsored or there had this ad deal or anything like that. Super, super, super easy. All you have to do is put in your insurance. They tell you what doctors take your insurance, and then they show you what times those doctors have available in the week. Also, just a super big lifesaver, because especially if you have some sort of issue that needs to be addressed more urgently. I think I mentioned this on the LCB pod. I had like a
bout of MRSA post-Disney, thanks to those little kids everywhere. And after I had that, I had it checked by a doctor. He's like, hey, if you have any issues with it, come and get it checked out immediately. I called their office, said, oh, we don't have an appointment for the next 5 weeks. So I went to a different ear, nose, and throat doctor, which I booked through ZocDoc, booked both of them through ZocDoc. Super, super handy. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com. ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. That was kind of fumble on the end, but that's probably fun.
That is an objectively hilarious sponsor.
Is that real?
ZocDoc.
What's ZocDoc?
ZocDoc is an online way to awesome.
Yeah. It's great. No, I actually genuinely love ZocDoc.
It is great.
It's like a healthcare aggregator. Gives you reviews on doctors and stuff.
Yeah, an app to find it.
I use it all the time.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's great. You just put in your insurance too, and like they literally tell you.
Oh, they just
it's a huge
appointment
company,
for you. Dude, I'm excited for the doctors. Like, so how'd you hear about us?
Yeah, and ZocDoc's always an option. But yeah, I do love ZocDoc. Anyway, let's run through our playoffs. Che. Lana Kane from Archer versus Kida from, where was it from? Atlantis. You need to see him again?
No, Archer. Archer.
Archer. One for Lana Kane. Nick?
Yeah, I'll go Lana. She's a bit
I'd like to
masculine.
Again, if we could
give me Kida.
Him.
Give me Kida.
One for Kida. We'll time. Yeah, let's take another quick peek. There's Kida.
Hold on.
Avatar head ass.
This is a bad light. Poorly
it is a bad
lit.
Lighting.
It's got to be a better photo.
It looked better when I looked it up. That's Lana Kane.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. She'd rock my world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she's also a badass, too, to add on to that, and quite strong. I don't know why I keep saying the strong part.
Yeah, something you're into. And she's quite strong.
You haven't said anything about their giant tits, and you're just like, she's so fucking strong.
I don't know why I keep saying
like
that.
Emotionally and physically.
I'll go with Lana Kane.
Lana Kane. Tommy.
Lana Kane.
Lana Kane, 3 for Lana Kane.
Yes, yes.
Lana Kane.
Tough to beat.
Jerry?
I'm going to stick with the Faye Valentine.
She's not up.
She's not in this one.
It's Lana Kane versus Kida, the Atlantis chick.
The one that just came on the screen.
The Dark Lord. Yeah. No. Okay.
Oh!
No!
One that was hard to see because of the lighting.
No, the other one, yeah, Archer.
He's going with us.
He's going with...
Is he, okay.
Doesn't matter anyway.
Whoops. Lana Kane going to move on. On the top side, we got Lola Bunny versus Shigo. Let's take a quick peek. Take a quick peek at Lana Kane and Shigo. I feel like they need a reminder on those.
This is tough.
You're really into the goth one, right?
I really like her. Mm.
It's a bad pose. I mean, like,
so pale.
Prone bone.
Yeah.
Oh, fire flat. Just don't move.
Yep.
Dark hair bitch. She look like she go.
Oh, she's taking on Lola.
Mm-hmm.
This Lola bunny. This Lola photo is unfair.
Wasn't that one of Trobon's options in the IC?
This is just like a released one, or is this like
that's from the movie?
That's a still from the movie.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Gotta watch this.
I like that she cut a hole in her shorts.
Mm-hmm. For the tail. Jerry.
Lola.
Lola. One for Lola.
The other one.
Shigo?
Yep.
Look, I know I've been team human, but the other one just really doesn't do it for me. Something about Lola, it's you can't deny it. I'm going Lola.
So if it's hot animal versus cute human, that's when you flip.
Jay, is that like a betrayal to you?
Sorry, so who's...
Jay might vote with me here.
Lola Bunny versus Shigo. I feel like
Shigo, the green one, the goth green one.
Oh, so you're still on the same team.
Yeah, I think I am going Lola Bunny, actually.
Yeah, that Francis. Bunny is.
Going with the bunny.
Bunny, 3-1.
Shigo.
Shigo, 3-2. Stick with Bunny.
There she go, Lola Bunny.
There she go, I like that. Lola Bunny can move on. Now Lola Bunny versus Lana Kane.
Oh. Okay.
To get into the finals.
Lana Kane. By a lot.
Did you ever watch Archer?
I did.
She's too masculine for me.
I gotta look up more.
Give me
strong.
She's got giant tits and like a great face and a nice bod.
I deadlift 400.
Who cares, Ken Jack?
How much does she deadlift?
400.
Give me the rabbit.
One for the rabbit. Francis Lana Kane versus Polar bunny.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go with Lana Kane here.
Mm-hmm. Is he a human and very hot?
I'm really struggling here. I don't want to go with the animal, but that hair is blonde.
What are you trying to find?
I'm just looking more pictures of Lola Bunny. She doesn't always look as dumb thick as she looks there.
Yeah.
They
I'm going with the human being. Yeah. Well, the cartoon human being. I'm going with Lana Kane.
Lana Kane. Yeah.
Lana Kane.
Lana Kane.
Same, Lana Kane.
Lana Kane's going to be in the finals. On the other side, we got Elastigirl versus Chell, the human dumpster.
Which one was Chell?
Human sewage. The woman who was taking
the shitter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, you need a want a refresher? Elastigirl versus...
What was the first option?
Elastigirl.
That's the girl.
That's the girl.
Yep.
That's the girl. KB?
Elastigirl versus...
Chell, the...
Oh, the village dumper.
Elastigirl.
Elastigirl.
Yeah, I don't love the... I'm not a big fan of short-haired women. Her hair could be a little longer, but they'll go with Elastigirl.
Three for Elastigirl.
Elastigirl, 100%.
She gonna need a clean sweep, Nick?
No, give me Chell. I don't want her to get upset. And I'm hoping I can show her this, be like, see, I defended you.
Nick says, come home and I get his pants just filled with shit.
Nick, was Chell here? Nah, man. Your apartment filled to the ceiling with shit? No?
Okay. Elastigirl is Mrs. Incredible, right? Yes, her.
Elastigirl, going to move on. Now, Che. Faye Valentine versus Dexter's mom. Need a refresher?
Yes.
Let's take a quick peek at Elastigirl, or sorry, Faye Valentine and Dexter's mom. Faye Valentine? That doesn't really do it for you at all, Faye Valentine?
Not really. Oh, man.
This is easy. Oh, man.
I guess I wanted the other person to have more conversation, but I think it's going to be Faye Valentine.
There you go.
Faye Valentine. I'd smack the ass, but I'm going to go Faye.
Francis.
Faye.
Three for Faye Valentine.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it, but Faye.
Faye.
Yeah, same.
How's she acting in the show? Is she like a cute little cutie or what? Or is she kind of like...
Bratty.
Like
that.
I mean, love a bratty.
She's a gambling addict.
She's a gambling addict.
Really?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Jerry.
Jerry, you going with Faye Valentine?
Oh, yeah.
I think a girl who bets responsibly, personally.
Yeah. Faye Valentine versus Elastigirl. Jerry.
That's tough.
This is to get into the finals and play Lana Kane.
I don't know how this and we ended up with a bad final. I don't love the finals picks.
Really. I'm going to go with Elastigirl.
One for Elastigirl.
A Valentine.
A Valentine.
I'm going to go Elastigirl, I guess. I don't feel great about it.
I'm going to go with Elastigirl, and I do feel great about it. You're talking about.
So I guess I got to consider her powers.
That can do things that no one else can from a sexual standpoint. You guys aren't letting your imaginations run enough.
Dude, her ex is like the strongest man on earth. You're not going to be able to fucking fuck her like he does.
Who said anything about ex? I'm going to pipe her while they're together.
No, you won't. Imagine his thrusts.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do shit.
I don't know.
Position everything.
Nobody fucks better than me in the world.
If you caught them at that time when she thought he was having an affair and they were on the outs.
Plot point?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And she could have a revenge affair with me?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got to switch.
You got to switch to...
I think so. I'm looking at this now.
At Elastigirl?
What are you looking at?
I'm going to go back to my old girl.
Your old girl, Elastigirl?
No, the Faye.
Faye?
Yeah.
Oh, that does make it interesting. Yeah. Tommy and I both said Elastigirl.
Who'd you say?
Faye. Yeah, I like Faye.
Faye and so KB and Jerry both said Faye.
You're looking at more pictures of Faye Valentine, Jerry?
Yeah, I was looking at more pictures of Elastigirl.
Mm-hmm.
I like Faye. I like her tits a lot.
No, I like... When I saw her for the first time on there, she took my... I think I love her, genuinely. It's not lust. I'm going to go Faye.
There you go, Faye. You can fix her.
Is she broken?
See, a lot of these Faye pictures are not doing it for me.
Type in 34 after.
34.
Wait, some of these pictures aren't doing it for me either.
Of Faye Valentine?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Show me some bad ones.
But then again, some are.
Yeah. That's not great. You getting anything good?
I got something pretty good.
Oh, man, you're right. I have to switch.
She's not the type
I thought she was. Switcheroo. Switch back. Yeah.
Wait, what do you got? What do you got, Jared?
Reverse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. A
really good one.
That's a good
Who's
one.
Who's that? These That's artists need more consistency. Oh, okay. This one, I'm back on. I might be back on the Patreon.
Yeah. Faye Valentine.
So all three of you now, Faye Valentine?
No. Oh, my God. Where are these? Yeah, all right. I'm on Faye Valentine. I'm finding a lot of good ones.
Francis.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm not seeing these, so I'm sticking with Elastigirl.
I mean, Francis. Tommy Likey.
But her boobs are far apart.
That's just because of how she's positioned.
It'd be a challenge for her to get titty
fucked.
I fucked.
Fucking squeeze them together. Forget it.
You're going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to squeeze her
she
tits
She should
together.
Do it.
No,
she
I'm
knows.
I'm going to squeeze her tits together, and I'm going to fuck her between her tits.
Jesus Christ.
Tommy, there's a gif of that scene.
There is a gif of that scene.
Really?
Yeah, they're...
I'll tell you right now, animators, they take a lot of care with boob animation. A lot.
Send that gift to me whenever you get a chance.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous.
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Jealous?
So you're sticking with Faye Valentine. We got now four for Faye Valentine. Che, where are you feeling about it?
Elastigirl.
Yeah, I'm confident with it.
Elastigirl, I feel really good about it.
I'm affirmed.
Yeah, well, Faye Valentine.
Yeah, I'm not sure you've seen it.
Jesus. That's a good one. That is just a real person, right?
Is it?
That's a render and a half.
There's a lot of CGI renderings of real.
Hey, I'm sending you this. It might change your mind.
Yeah. You know what honestly works too? Just type in like Faye Valentine cosplay. It'll definitely change your mind on a lot of things too. You'll find some stuff. Okay, so Faye Valentine versus Lana Kane in the finals. Jay.
Well, Tommy's sending me some Faye Valentine propaganda.
I just bought a t-shirt.
Not doing it for me.
Really? I think you know a guy.
Going against Lana Kane?
Yes.
All right, I need to see another Lana Kane picture just to...
I don't love this championship. I wouldn't have had these two in my top, like, 10.
You didn't even know who Faye Valentine was until 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Gee, I would also recommend if you like, watch Cowboy Bebop. It's basically like pre-Mandalorian Mandalorian.
I kind of like Lana Kane's look.
Like Lana Kane's look?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pick going with Lana?
That's what the entirety of this is based on.
Yeah.
Well, people are saying they're not happy with the finals. I can get down with Lana Kane. So Lana Kane.
One for Lana Kane. Say, you got to say it.
Faye.
Kane.
Whoa. Ooh, we're going to be interesting. All right, Tommy.
I'm going Faye. She didn't. I was against her at first, but she's won me over little by little.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Fucking Lana till it's backwards.
That's anal.
Yeah, I'm in her ass. When I'm done. When I'm switched back. It's a cycle.
Jerry.
I'm going to go Faye.
I'm going to go Faye. We're tied up.
Gooch.
Ooh. Gooch tiebreaker.
It's over. It's over.
Why would you say it's over?
Because you're a weeb.
I've never seen an episode of anime in my life, but this Faye Valentine girl, let me tell you. Yeah, no, it's Faye.
Faye Valentine.
That doesn't feel right that she just won this. We didn't even know who she was 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
All you had to do was look at her.
Yeah, fair.
Yep. So Faye Valentine, winner of episode 74 of The Bracket. Thank you, Jersey Jerry, for stopping by and lending us your expertise.
I'm going to go beat off to this.
Me and Shay got plans.
When's the next one?
We'll be jerking off to Brian's girlfriend. And lions.
We're going to go look at some DeviantArt, but we'll see you guys next week.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.